People will commit sins, but you better not be the cause of people committing sin. That in the context of biblical community, let people wild out all they want, but you better not be the cause of people wilding out. This is for the seductress trying to trap boys in the church, but your breasts hanging out all the time. This is for dudes taking women out of town in Mexico and y'all not married with one hotel room. This is for people who are sowing seeds of discord in the church and tearing up the church. This is for people that tear up teams with slander. This is for all of you trying to build your own ministry inside of this ministry to lead people astray. This is for every person who you are the cause. I know that's your boyfriend or girlfriend, but he is the cause of you being in sin all the time. Not really, you're storing up wrath for yourself for the day of judgment. The Lord said, do not be the cause of any other Christian being led into sin. He said, it'll be better for you to be dead than being a person he blames for somebody else falling into sin. It'll be better for you to not be breathing. How many times are you gonna pass the blunt to another brother or sister? That instead of using prayer for your stress, you use drugs for your stress. Not knowing that in that moment, the Lord's saying, listen, it'd be better for you to be dead than pass that off to your brother or sister. Like, why do we act like he can't see? Like, we be trying to hide, like any hiding spot you have is so dope that he can't see. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him that he have a millstone fastened around his neck and he'd be drowned in the depths of the sea.